We'd start over one short and then a long pattern. And just to turn it this way, it was turned this way. Well, that you lay rail here and one here. If you got it ten rail high.
Well, I've seen it, but I've got the idea. It would be, it would go in this kind of direction.
Yeah,
is that right?
That's right.
And it'd be, then they'd be laid, just laid on top of each other.
That's right. Only to let it come across on this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then these would come.
Yes.
Like that kind of.
All the way.
Okay. And you said they were 10 rails high.
Mm-hmm.
And about how long were the rails?
Well, I reckon the rails about 10 feet.
Okay. Now, did people make any other kinds of fences out of rails besides this design? I mean, did they use rails and posts in any kind of fence?
No other kind of fence. But that's all the fence they, I guess they had a plenty wood at that time, pine wood.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could cut little old oaks and things and make them real fence. That's the cheapest way they could get out. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the kind of fence that somebody used to put around a house or around a garden?
Well, that would be plank.
Okay, and how was that made?
They put the poles around and then nailed them to the poles all the way around.
You mean the boards would be down like,
yeah,
crossed like that?
No, they wouldn't be crossed. They'd be straight all the way around to the poles.
Like this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, would they be spaces between them?
Yeah, and another.
Okay, so like if this,
mm-hmm,
is a, this is one, then there's a space in it like
that's
that?
That's right.
Okay. Maybe another one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about a picket fence or a paling fence? People use
them? Yes, people use them. I guess white people use them because other people didn't have time to be bothered with nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they was right cute.
Well,
they made like these on there. You know, they had it just like that.
Oh, the little points up
the
little
top. Point up
and top. What did you call this?
Mm-hmm, like that.
And what did you call those kinds of fences?
I call them slack fence.
Okay. And what did you call these things? You call them pickets or palings, or what did you call them?
Palings.
Palings. Okay. Now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences, or is that
pretty much it? That's pretty much it. When it comes to fencing.
Okay. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn or something like that? Real rich land.
Swamp land, that's what we go.
Okay.
Because we was playing cane. I think they do that now.
Well, now, is there a difference between swampland and bottom land?
Well, sometimes bottom land will get still,
mm-hmm,
because water will settle sometime on these bottom land. There's nowhere to run off. If it holds water, that'd be stiff and hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go on the swamp land and clean up a new place. Get you some swamp land and plant there.
Well, but
it won't be as hard as bottom land. Not here. Now, in maybe some places, you know, that bottom land will do better. This is a kind of clay place.
Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
They have concrete. And asphalt and gravel.